こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストはバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからチェックしてみてください。1個目、先週金曜日、ジャーナリストのローナン・ファロー氏がザ・ニューヨーカーに MIT メディアラボの暴露記事を寄稿しました。記事では MIT メディアラボ及びディレクターの伊藤上一氏がジェフリー・エプスタイン氏の未成年への性的暴行や人身売買の罪などについて知りながら資金援助を受け続け、さらにその事実を隠蔽していたことを示す証拠となるメールや書類の数々が明らかにされています。これまで伊藤氏はエプスタイン氏の違法な行為について知る前に、自身の投資ファンドに120万ドル、ラボに52万5千ドルの資金を受け取っていたことを認め謝罪していましたが、実際は説明していた以上に親密な関係性で、2008年にエプスタイン氏が有罪判決を受けた後も大学側に隠して匿名扱いで資金提供を受け続けていました。さらにエプスタイン氏はビル・ゲイツ氏やレオン・ブラック氏など他の大富豪から資金を調達する仲介役も担っていて、少なくとも750万ドルをラボのために確保していました。ラボ内では名前を出すのがタブーである存在としてヴォルデモートと呼ばれており、隠蔽工作自体が周知の事実であったことも分かりました。
Last week on Friday, journalist Ronan Farrow submitted an expose to the New Yorker regarding MIT Media Lab's director Joy Ito, who had accepted donations to Media Lab from Jeffrey Epstein while aware of his sexual crimes against minors as well as his child trafficking crimes. Now, documents showing that Ito was concealing this from the public have been revealed. Until now, Ito had confirmed receiving $1.2 million for a personal fund, as well as $525,000 in donations for Media Lab prior to knowing of Epstein's crimes. However, he had continued to accept anonymous donations from Epstein in secret after his conviction in 2008. Furthermore, Epstein made large donations using intermediaries such as Bill Gates or Leon Black, contributing some $7.5 million to the lab. According to the report, within Media Lab itself, mentioning Epstein's name was so taboo that he was referred to as Voldemort, and it was common knowledge that it was being covered up.
Yeah. まあ日本でも結構報道され始めているけど、まあ彼はエプスタインは2008年に複数の未成年に性的行為を強要したっていうことでまず最初に注目されて、でも起訴が免除になったんだよね。これがまたその起訴が免除になったことがおかしいって言ってすごく話題になったんだけれども、で今年の7月に逮捕されて、まあ、何十人もの未成年を性的搾取してたっていう。で、まあ、先日拘留されている時に自殺してしまったので、真相は闇の中みたいな感じになってしまったんだけど。
Is that confirmed that, has it been confirmed that he committed suicide?
まあ一応公式には自殺っていうことになってるよね。
I know that was the initial、
まあ、タイミングがタイミングなだけに殺されたんじゃないかって言ってる人ももちろんたくさんいて、まあ、いろんな怪しいことがあるんだよね。そもそもこの、まあ、自分の島を持ってて、いろんなところに豪邸を持ってて、そこにいろんな若い、本当14歳とか若い女の子たちを無理やり連れてきて、偉い人たちとか政治家とか、そこには海外のあの何プリンスとかプリンスアンドリューとか、あのいろんな本当にバレたらやばいような人たちがそこに行って、その未成年の性的サービスを受けていたみたいな。
It seems like there are known, it is public or it is known、a lot of the people that were on the manifest for these flights、
ビル・クリントンとか
Bill Clinton
もうすごく仲良かった。
Many times on his plane.
そう、何回も行ってたとか、あとケビン・スペーシーとか、まあいろんな人の名前が。
Dustin Hoffman, like a lot of Hollywood people、seem like they were riding around on that plane.
で、まあその交流があった人の全員がこういう未成年との 未成年を性的に搾取することにどれぐらい関わってたのかっていうのはまあ分からないにしろ、まあ関わってる時点で結構やばい人っていうのは結構昔から知ってる人は知っている事実だったっていうことも分かってるんだよね。だからにもかかわらずやっぱり交流を続けたりして彼の名誉なり仕事なり経済力なりを、まあ、エネイブルしてきてしまったっていうバックグラウンドがあって、その上でこれが出ちゃったっていう話なんだけど、2014年から15年の間に働いてた女性っていうのがいろんなメディアのインタビューに今答えていて、まあ、ラボにエプスタインが遊びに来たと。でその時に2人のすごく若いモデルの女性を連れていて、そのラボにいる間は絶対この女性と他の部屋には何離れ離れにならないっていうのを事前にみんなに通告されてたんだって。だどの部屋に行くにもこの女性2人とエプスティンは一緒に行くからねみたいな。でラボの中でなんかもしかしてこの女性たちも自分の意思に反してここに連れてこられてるのかなっていう思いがあったから、何か助けてっていうメモとかを残してるかもしれないと思って、みんなですごい優しくしてゴミ箱とかを後で探したりするほど、まあそれぐらいこうやばいやつだっていうのは知れ渡ってたわけなんだけど、
だから It's weird, you know, sometimes when people talk about, hey, how do you think the world works? Is there like an Illuminati?
Yeah.
Are there all these like super rich elite people flying around committing weird crimes in international waters? And it seems like maybe some of that is happening.
ね。で、やっぱりその、まあ、ハーヴィー・ワインスティーンの時も、まあ、ハリウッドで同じような感じになって、やっぱりこう、あの人やばいよってみんななんとなく分かってるんだけど、結局気にせずに仲間として仕事をしたりこう仲良くしたりする人たち、これもまたすごい権力があって、こうハービー・ワインスタインなりこのエプスティンと仲良くすることによって自分も甘い蜜が吸えるから、その被害者になってる人がのこともどうでもいいし、自分が仲良くすることによってこの人が権力を持ち続けてさらに被害者を増やしても別にいいやみたいな、なんかこうそうやってエリート同士がかばい合ってる構造みたいなのがあって、
Well, some people think I don't think I agree with this, but some people see it as, well, if you can get, you know, if you can take $10 million from a bad actor versus $10 million from someone who couldDo something good with that money, then you should take the money away from the bad actor because they could use that $10 million to pay for way more young women or pay for way more planes to put, you know,
to have weird parties on. でも正直さ、なんかお金がありすぎてこの人たちが寄付してる額って別にそれによって生活が困窮するような感じではないんだよね。単純にそのサークルに居続けたいっていう、こうそういう私利私欲のためにやってるわけであって、別に心からこういなんていうの自己犠牲の気持ちでお金を提供してるわけじゃないと思うんだよね。でやっぱりツイッターでリツイートしたんだけど、私このアナンド・ギリダーラダス、ギリダーラダスさんちょっと名前がよくわかんないんだけど、まあライターの人で、MIT メディアラボが主催してるディスオビディエンスアワードっていう賞があって、それはまさに社会の不正義を持続させているノームとかルールとか法律に果敢に挑戦して倫理的に反抗している人にあげましょうっていうアワードなのね。で、それのジャッジとして参加してくださいってこのアナーンさんは言われて、だけどこのエプスタインのことがあったから、いやおかしくないですかっていうのをこのボードメンバーみんなにメールしましたと。で自分はやっぱりこの賞をあげる人を選ぶジャッジとして、こういう、ね、 いけないことをしてる人が暴動に関わってるっていうのは良くないと思うみたいなことをメールで、まあ、長々と書いたんだけど、まあ、無視されて、でそれでも頑張っていろいろ言ってたら、逆にお前はこのジャッジにふさわしくないかもねみたいなことを、まあ、リード・ホフマンっていうそのアワードを率いていて、さらにリンクトインの元あのファウンダーかな、コーファウンダーの一人に言われたりとかして、でそのメールの流れを全部ツイッターで暴露してたんだけど、こうそのボードのメンバーにもそうそうたるメンバー、本当に有名な人とか、まあ、あのジョブスの奥さんとか、まあ、有名なすごい権力ある人たちがいっぱいいて、その人たちが彼の訴えを全部もう無視してる。しかもそのこの賞っていうのはさ、まさにこういうことがダメだよって言って声を上げる人に上げるものなわけであって、あまりにもちょっと皮肉がすごいなってびっくりしちゃったんだけど、なんだろう、
What is that noise? Do you know what that is?
No. Hold on.
Okay.
ごめん、ちょっと洗濯機が脱水してた。yeah. そうそう。だからこうやっぱり、まあセクハラとかもそう、まあこれはね、セクハラとかのレベルでもないんだけど、こう。
Well, how do you feel? How should? What do you think is going to happen? I mean, how do you feel about how it's playing out now? I mean, the resignation and like, how should this be dealt with? How can MIT Media Lab sort of restore?
ね、だからメディアラボで働いてる人たちがすごいかわいそうだよね。こう別に、まあ、知ってて何もできなかった人もいるだろうし、知らなかった人もいるんだろうし、こう自分が働いてるところがこういうことに関わってたっていうのは、なんか自分のレピュテーションにも関わるし、ちょっとかわいそうだなって思うけど、
People tend to think that what they're working on is quite important for the world and can change the world for the betterAnd we've seen a lot of examples of this, you know, like good intentions, but not really the right outcome. But if you were a researcher and you had those strong feelings, and it's like, hey, the difference of this many millions of dollars of funding is like whether this office exists or not, or, you know, maybe we could...come up with a cure for something, or maybe we could make a change that would save thousands of lives, or, you know, as dirty as the money is, money is money, and money can make a difference in the world. So there's a lot of weighing and rationalization and sort of moral conundrum、
yeah.
to wade through here.
なんかそういう議論をすること自体はいいと思うんだよね。例えば大学側がじゃあなんだろう、お金に困ってますと、でこの何十億円とか何億円とかをもらえばこういう研究ができる、みんなどう思いますかみたいな、だこういう人からお金を受け取るのは倫理的に良くないとされてるけれども、ちょっとみんな天秤にかけて考えてみたいな議論をすること自体はいいと思うんだけど、今回は MIT 大学側にも嘘をついてしまっていたから、このラボが、MIT はもうこういう人からお金を受け取りませんってもう決断を下してるんだよね。で多分そういう議論、それによって失うお金があるっていうことも分かった上でそういう規定を課しているわけじゃない。だそれをやっぱり無視してこうやってこっそりとやるっていうのはどう考えてもよくないし、さらにやっぱり個人的なファンドにもお金をもらってるっていうのは、
well, that, I mean, we can understand the motivations for that sort of thing. I mean, people are trying to insulate、
sure.
The responsibilities, you know,、
yeah.
if you don't lie to the right people, then they're implicated as well, right? So
yeah,
if you、
yeah.
have this sort of veiled moral justification in your own mind,、right? So this is the do-gooder fallacy, is where like you think you're right.
Yeah.
And so you're kind of operating outside the system.
Yeah. そうね。ただやっぱりこう流れの中でこういう権力のある男性たちがかばい合ってこうものすごいひどいことをしている人が何事もなかったように暮らせちゃうっていうのが問題だよねって言われてる中で、 これをやり続けるっていうのはまあちょっと無理があるよね。
What's Bill Gates' connection to all this? I like Bill Gates. I don't want to think
that. なんかね、ビル・ゲイツ側は否定してるんだけど、
mm-hmm.
そのエプスティンが送ってるメールの中には何回かビル・ゲイツの名前が出てきて、
mm-hmm.
まあ要はビル・ゲイツ側からお金を引っ張ってきている。その仲介として彼が入ってるっていうことなんだよね。
That's weird. Why?
ね。ただだから。
And it's like, you know, with how much philanthropy Bill Gates has done, and how many people he saved, how many families, how, you know, diseases he's helped eradicate, and
yeah.
And, I mean, he's changed the outcomes of entire regions, right?
Mm.
If Bill Gates did something creepy and evil, you know, is he a bad person? He's a bad person, right?
Well,
though he saved like millions of lives from malaria. Do you know what I mean?
Because there... もともとやっぱりその bad person, good person っていうこと自体がもうないじゃん。
But that's how we think. We think, you know, Epstein, bad person.
Right.
I mean, everyone can rattle off good person, bad person, more or less, for, you know, the high profile characters in this world that have done anything controversial.
Yeah.
Right? I agree. It's not, you know, this is sort of my point. It's not as black and white as that, right?
Yeah.
So it seems like,Epstein has made large philanthropic contributions to things that are not evil, you know. Now, I'm still going bad person all day with Epstein, but it's creepy and it's weird, you know, that the philanthropy and this whole horrible thing are all so tied up like this.
私やっぱりマイケルが言ったようにこう人には絶対二面性があっていい人の部分ももちろんあるしこういうふうにものすごい成功してまあ本当に世界の権力者と仲良くしてるわけだから、それぐらいの社交スキルと、まあ、話してみたらすごいいい人とかさっていうのがあるからみんな仲良くしてるわけじゃん。でそれが多分すごく強いからこそ裏ではそんなひどいことしてたんだってってなったとしてもいやでも自分には別に何も害ないし優しくしてくれてたしなとかだからこの人とビジネス続けてもそんな別に大事じゃないんじゃないかとかさそういう気持ちももちろんあると思うしそれは理解できないわけではないんだけど、いやまあちょっとまあこれに関してはねちょっとあまりにもやったことの内容が、
It's like no matter how much good stuff you do, if you do a really bad things, also, we're going to round it to, you know, your garbage. And you need, I mean, it doesn't matter if you do a bunch of good things. If you commit a crime, you still have to, there's still justice served.
何か悪いことをしても、ちゃんと罪を償って、例えば、刑務所とかから出てきて社会復帰するっていうのはもちろん与えられるチャンスであるべきだと思うんだけど彼の場合はその自分の権力を使って罪を償ってもないわけじゃん、だからすごいスキャンダルになったし、なんだろう、何もこうダメージがないような状態になってしまったから、
I'd like to see a sort of a laboratory setting psychological experiment where a large number of people are put in Joy Ito's situation. And I want to know, you know, what proportion of people say like, no, we don't want this on principle.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want to empower your, you know, evading.
Yeah. ただやっぱり結果としてこういうふうに Joy Ito にとっても全く良くない結果になってしまったわけじゃない。
Yeah, absolutely. まあ、バレてない
うちは、いや、バレてないうちはいいけど、バレた時に、やっぱりしかも最初にこう嘘ついちゃってるからね、知らなかったって。で、その後にやっぱり知ってたっていう証拠がここまで出てきちゃうと、まあ、まずいよね。だから、そうね。でもうこれは逃げようがないか、最初に言ってたとしても、嘘ついて、つかなかっ 何嘘つくつかないも関係なかったかもしれないけど
It's better to not put yourself in those kinds of situations
そうだ、ね、
in the first place、
うん、
It's like you make one bad decision and then it's like the
本当にそうだよ
There's some metaphor for it but like you know you,、what is it like a lies snowball right like you、うん、need lies to make your old lies work and it just gets out of control and、
yeah.
it's unsustainable、
うんだからこうやっぱり今まで言われてる、まあ、ワインスタインの時もそうだしこれもそうだけどその例えば殺人とか窃盗とか強盗とかしたら、うん、あこの人やばい人だみたいな、
うん、
すぐなるのに女性を対象にした犯罪だからわいせつとかレイプとかだとなんかこう男性同士で、まあ、まあまあまあみたいな感じで
I don't know if that's...
こう仲良くし続けて仕事とかも今まで通りやろうみたいな
But everyone I know,
なかったことにしちゃうっていう、まあ、男性って別に男性みんなじゃないけど、こう、こういう一部の。
I think the normal reaction is if a guy does something, you know, violent or something like that towards a girl, most guys are infuriated by that and are going to go after that other guy.
Yeah.
That's the normal response, right?
なんだろう、一般の男性も怒っていいところというかさ、なんかこの男性全体のレピュテーションを落としてるわけじゃん。この一部のエリート男性たちがさ、こうかばい合っちゃうことによって、だからこの抗議したアナーンさんも、まあ、男性だしでもやっぱりおかしいって言ってるわけだから
What's happening to like Bill Gates and these other characters that rode around on this plane? What was it that not Pony Express Lolita
Express Lolita Express、yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. まあだからね どこまで
was, I mean is
まあだから証拠がどこまで出てくるかとかその女の子側にもちろん捜査でインタビューとかしてるわけじゃない、
mm-hmm.
でなんか一回読んだことあるのはすごい海外の本当に政治家トップクラスの政治家だよとかは言われててもその女の子側に名前とかは言われてないからその被害者側もあれは誰だったんだろうみたいなその分からないまま終わっちゃってるとかそういうのもある
Did I say Bill Gates or did I say Bill Clinton? I don't want to accidentally say Bill Gates. Bill, I don't think
Bill Clinton.
I don't think Bill Gates was on that plane.
But... Yeah. So Clinton はね結構仲良かったっていう。
And you know, Epstein was a major contributor to the Democratic Party. You know, for years after the conviction, after, you know, and.I mean, all the way until last year.
そうで、まあ、すごい力があったからやっぱりテック系の会社の偉い人たちを集めてディナーとかを開催したりしていてそこに例えばイーロン・マスクとか、
うん
まあ、本当に偉い人たちが呼ばれて行ったりとかもしてるんだよねで、まあ、有罪判決を受けた時に、まあ、ほとんどの人がいや自分は仲いいわけではないみたいなその一回確かにご飯は行ったけどそれだけですとかこう距離を取る発言をして、まあ、自分を守るあの行動は取ってはいるんだけど、
mm. Do you remember Elon Musk was accused of having attended some freaky Silicon Valley Oh yeah, like,
party
Like orgy party
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Apparently there are these super I don't know what you call them open-minded sexual parties in Silicon Valley where people are takingweird pills and freaking out but it's so common that people are just like showing up at the wrong events
that's weird
and I think you know that these people get too comfortable too with like their world you know they start to think that no one's you know talking butIt's impossible at this scale. I think a lot of people knew and alluded to, especially with like the Harvey Weinstein thing. It's I had no idea, but in the aftermath, it seemed like everyone was like, oh yeah, you didn't know.
So.
I'm like, what?
So, だからワインスティンの時もそうだし、
like、everyone knew.
So, この話もそうだけど、出てくるともうみんなバンバンこういう話が出てくるんだよね。私も知ってました、yeah. 僕も知ってましたみたいな。
So、
あみんな知ってると思ってたみたいな感じで。
There's gonna be more. Just, you know,
around
this thing.
だから今バレたらやばいと思ってビクビクしてる人いっぱいいると思うし、日本でもやっぱり同じような業界っていうか、 なんかこうだなんていうの、権力がある、権力とかお金がある男性のエリートの仲良し軍団みたいなのっていうのがあって、なんか私も仕事してる過程でそれを垣間見ちゃったことがあるんだけど、それの場合はあのもうアメリカ人とかその白人のエリートグループで日本に住んでる人たちみたいな、
うん、
で大した実績とかがないんだけど実は、でも日本にいるからバレないみたいな、
うん、
こうはったりでこう、うん、本当は自分のオフィスに3人しか働いてないのに30人ってなんか持ってあの本当に社長ですとか言って崇められてる人もいたし、そういうこうやっぱサークルみたいなのがあるんだよね、そこには有名な人もいるしとか、うん、でこう
A lot of religious organizations function toharbor and facilitate that kind of thing、
うん、でこう若い本当に女子大生とかとデートして、うん、それをこう自慢し合ったりとかみたいな。
How do you join these things? How come I'm not getting like invitations?
Like, well you're not rich enough、hey、I'm sorry but、well, でも本当に紹介、maybe. 紹介し合ってどんどんこうさネットワーキングみたいな、
mm.
こうあるのよ。
There's some line between you knowHow much can you speculate about these groups of elites protecting each other and making these weird deals and moving resources around, offshore accounts and fake, you know, passports and all this.、
Mm.
And the line between that and just sort of straight up tinfoil hat conspiracy theory about the Illuminati and about all these secret societies and the、Freemasons and you know, a lot of the people that are supposedly in these tight circles that we're describing are called by other people Freemasons or Illuminati, or there's、mm. in some weird occultist, you know, the occult stuff is like everywhere in these weird、yeah. secret groups. It's like the, what's、the Molech, owl burning...thing that like the past presidents would like go and like burn this wooden effigy of an owl creature or something、
hmm.
you know, there's all these ideas about like
the rituals,
what kind of rituals, because、mm-hmm. it comes from like the, you see a light version of this in sort of the fraternity space
yeah.
in
yeah.
university campuses、mm-hmm. and then they start using theseyou know, obscure Greek alphabet letters and like,、
yeah.
then they start having weird rituals and pretty soon, you know, you're hanging out with George Bush and all these other guys.
Yeah, yeah. 私も一人、あの、フラテルニティの人を知り合いいて、その人は、こうやっぱ偉い人とかと会った時に握手したら分かるって言ってた。
Mm.
その握手の時の何かの仕草で教えてくれなかったけど、
It's the little pinky tickle on the inside like this, you know?
そんな分かりやすくないんだと思うよでも握手したら、あ、同じとこの出身だなって相手が分かってくれて、mm. そしたらもう自分は安泰、
mm.
もういろんなところで助けてもらえるっていう風に言ってて、確かに彼はめちゃくちゃ成功してんのね、mm. だからそのネットワークに入りさえすれば正直実績とかあんまり関係ないっていうところがあって、それは私はすごい怪しいなっていつも思って見てるけど、だからそのさっき言った日本の一部の白人エリート男性集団みたいな、集団っていうか、まあ仲良しグループみたいなやつもにの一人の一人もめっちゃ怪しい人がいて、
There's more than one of these, right? There's not like some, there's not like one.
いや、わかんない。あ、うん、あるんじゃない。まあ、私が
You're just describing one that you're aware
of. そう、私が個人的に、
そう。There's not like some national Japan's white guy association.
いやいやいや、じゃないじゃない。私が個人的にこう目撃したやつの中にジョイ伊藤も、あの、その一人とビジネスを始めたことがあったのね。そこにジョイとかどれぐらいがっつり入ってたのか、ちょっと入ってただけか分かんないんだけど、で私の中ではなんかジョイとよく知らないんだけど、よく知らないし何してたのかも正直あんま分かってないんだけど、なんかずっとこう怪しいってか怪しいイメージを勝手に持ってたのだから
Well, you never know. Like, you, I don't know what people are really, you know, up to.
怪しいっていうよりも、
Where does money come from? Like,
怪しいっていうよりその、なんか実績がない虚構の、
mm-hmm.
その白人男性集団にだから騙されてたのか、 それでもいいやって思ったのかどっちなんだろうっていうのを疑問に思ってたずっと、うん、騙されてる人もいっぱいいたから
Do you have to be white to be part of this group? Or like what is it like?
だから要はその日本のやっぱりこう外国人コンプレックスみたいなのをうまく利用してるんだよね。だからあこの白人の人が言ってるんだったらそうなんだろうとか、こうその人がアメリカではこうなんです、こうやってやって自分はこんなになんか有名なんだみたいなことを言ったら、うん、英語が分かんない人ってそれを鵜呑みにするしか、まあ、確認する方法がないから、うん、あすごいですねとか言ってその人がのし上がってるのとかを見て、うん、わーみたいな。でなんか実際はこうクビになったりとかしてるんだけど、うん、それもやっぱ経歴の中ではなんかもう華々しくそこで勤め上げたみたいになってたりとかして、うん、なんかちょっとねそういう闇があるよ日本にも。でそれもやっぱりお互いさかばい合ってこう実績がないって気づいててもそのフラテルニティじゃないけどこうさ仲間として守り合うわけじゃん。
Can we just be
normal? うちらみたいな庶民にはちょっと理解できないけど
What was the...
そういう変な世界がある。
What was the、New York Times connection to this?
あ、そう、一人女性の、まあ、この内情を知ってたっていう人が自分もそうだし MIT メディアラボの中の人で実情を知ってた人がニューヨークタイムズに全部話したと、
うん、
全部話したのに一向に記事に何もならなくて一番大事なところを全然報道しない、なんでだろうと思ってみたらニューヨークタイムズのボードメンバーの中にジョイとかいたっていうことをツイッターで告発してるのね。
ああ面白い。
そうだからこれが本当だとしたらまあ忖度したのか中の人が、
well,
分かんないけどとにかくその話したことが無駄になっちゃったっていう、
mm. I thinkWell, if that sort of thing can... I think that happens a lot at a lot of these media outlets where you assume that they're reputable and they sort of have, you know, fundamental values that they'll stick to. But if there's a conflict of interest politically, internally, within the organization or otherwise, you know, if there's a conflict with a sponsor or...
Yeah.
You know, they are a business and they will...very appreciably make less money telling the straight truth. That is absolutely a fact about any mainstream media outlet. Did you see the article that the New York Times had about electric vehicles?
No.
Garbage. Just garbage.
Well,
I encourage people to read it, and that will affect your notion of the Times' credibility, because it's not even worth talking about.It's just garbage. I couldn't believe it.
例えば今回のことみたいにどうせバレちゃう場合にそうやって揉み消すことによってその揉み消したこと自体が後で世に出てしまって逆効果っていうのも十分にあり得るわけだから、こうある意味忖度したことによって逆にその本人に迷惑がかかる場合もあるじゃない、だからそれはやっぱり上に立つ人がまあ、下の人に言っておかないといけないと思うし、その忖度、自分に忖度するような雰囲気があるのであればその雰囲気自体が間違っているよっていうようなさ。
Do you think we can trust the media if things like this keep happening?
ねえ、だからこのローナン・ファローさんっていう人はエプシーの時にも暴露記事を書いてピュリッツァー賞を受賞してる、あの人、ウディ・アレンとミア・ファローの息子だけど、だ彼みたいにこうまあ、インベスティゲティブジャーナリストみたいな人が、まあ、個人でこう活動してどっかのメディアに寄稿するっていう形が一番こう信頼できるっていうかさ、もうなんか社内のしがらみとかにあんまり縛られてないのかなって思うけど、しかもこう出すメディアを選べるわけじゃない、どこのメディアに持っていこうかなとか。
Do you think he committed suicide? What's your personal opinion on that?
I have no idea
Are you familiar with the details around his suicide?
Not really.
Do you know that like multiple cameras outside of his cell were malfunctioning at the time of his suicide? Or that he was taken off suicide watch and he wasn't being monitored at the time, even though he's like the highest profile, highest... I mean, he had just tried to kill himself. I mean...
Right.
that seems like should make sure he doesn't do that again.
Yeah.
I don't know. It seems very strange to me. And it's one of those situations where the official narrative is not credible.
Mm.
It's not credible. It's like, I want to say it's not my fault that I don't believe it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. あの、彼が亡くなった時に、アメリカって今すごく二分されてるじゃない？まあトランプサポーターとアンチトランプみたいな感じですごい簡単に言っちゃうと分かれてるけど、
there are a lot of people who are not that active politically, you know, they're not trying to support Trump and they're not super
against
it.
Yeah, but let me just simplify it just to make my point here. Twitter だと特にそうやって分かれてすごい喧嘩とかいつもしてるんだけど、彼が亡くなった時初めてどっちもが同じコンクルージョンっていうか、どっち側もあこれ殺されたなって初めて意見が合致してたんだよね。ただその殺された理由がお互いちょっと違う。その動機は違うにせよ、初めてこう手と手を取り合ってみんなでそうだよね殺されたよね絶対自殺じゃないよねって言って盛り上がってるのを見て珍しいと思った。
Well, I think that happens more often than people want to admit.
Yeah.
I think people don't agree as much as they think, or don't disagree as much as they think they do. It's more of a tribal thing that
自殺しましたってニュースが流れた時のこうツイッターの
It's a shame
盛り上がりっていうかそのいい意味じゃない盛り上がりなんていうのうわーっていうやっぱりみたいな、その彼が生きててこうペラペラ喋ったら困る人が権力者の中にこれだけいてずっと生き続けてこう裁判でベラベラ喋るようなことになるわけがないとは思ったわみたいな、
According to Wikipedia, 4chan reported the death of Jeffrey Epstein before anyone else did.
It's weird.
So there's a connection between 4chan and either the killers of Jeffrey Epstein, if he was killed, or, you know, someone who was actually there. So there's an investigation about that going on right now, which is quite interesting. They can't figure out who, because it's just anonymous, right? Someone just goes through like 8 proxies and like a private browser thing. Just, it's like, oh, by the way, Epstein's dead. And everyone's like, pfft. And then it comes out in the news. It's weird.
It's weird.
We're seeing this happen where in the tightest situations, right? Where just the absolute tightest situations informationally, it's making its way on some message board or some random place on the internet before it does to, you know, reporters, the media, the government, any sort of official statement, you know? And I think that trend will probably continue, you know? We're going to see, because usually someone knows something and all they need to do is just like go online.
だからやっぱ令和が漏れなかった時ぐらい頑張んないといけないね。次。NBC 元チェアマンのボブ・ライト氏がトランプ大統領や側近たちのほか複数の議員に DARPA の医療版 HARPA の設立を積極的に提案しており、イヴァンカ・トランプ氏のリクエストで銃乱射事件防止の新しい施策としてセーフホームというプログラムの草案を作成しました。これは精神疾患を持つ人のスマートフォンやスマートウォッチを監視し暴力的になる予兆を検知する技術の可能性について探るもので、専門家たちからは誤った予測が出る可能性についてなど懸念の声が上がっています。最近の銃乱射事件を受け、トランプ大統領はこれは精神疾患の問題であることを忘れないでほしいと述べ、精神病棟の必要性について強調しています。
According to former NBC chairman Bob Wright, President Trump and people close to him suggested to members of Congress that a HARPA be established in addition to a new gun violence prevention measure.Which came at the request of Ivanka Trump, called Safe Home. The system would involve monitoring smartphones or wearable devices of people with mental illnesses in order to predict violent behavior Experts have expressed concern, including suggesting that it could produce false predictions. Following a recent mass shooting incident, President Trump stated, quote, "I don't want people to forget that this is a mental health problem," stressing the role of mental health in such events.
So mental health, というか mental institutions, ね。
The role of mental institutions?
Yeah, like he basically said that they need to increase mental ward. Like,
wait, what did he say though?
He said like when
This is a quote, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's seen that a lot of like when he was younger, people with mental illness were all in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Like locked up basically. But nowadays like he sees them on the street and stuff. So mental ward を増やさないといけないみたいなことを言ったのね。
Well, I think a lot of people would agree with that. Mental health problems in the United States have increased quite dramatically in the last decade or so. So,
well, yeah, but I mean, definitely healthcare and healthcare and treatment are definitely important, but it doesn't mean that locking everybody up for a long term is a good idea.
I don't think locking people up for a long term is a good idea.
Yeah.
Either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
is that what I want to see what is actually being advocated here, because you're saying that he's talking about locking people up for a long time.
Like, yeah, like he just basically said that people with mental illness,
like schizophrenia or something, and you're institutionalized, yeah, they won't let you leave. But it's not the same as being imprisoned or something. Often these people submit themselves voluntarily and are put in a state where they cannot voluntarily leave until they've been checked out by...
Well, he said something like he sees people with mental illness like on the street, including maybe homeless people.
Yeah, and deaths related to that have been quite serious recently.
Yeah, but the thing is, he's talking about mass shootings, not like the subject here was not the main subject here was not mental illness and mental health, but he was talking about mass shootings.
I thought we were talking about walking around on the street outside and not being locked up.
Yeah. And in his mind, that's related to mass shootings, which to me is kind of problematic because it's not like homeless people with mental illness are shooting people. So some people are saying that this is, again, this them versus us mentality. Like, その撃ってる人っていうのはみんな病気だから、なんていうの?あどっかに閉じ込めとけばもう解決みたいなそういう簡単な問題ではないし、
Well, I think shooting a lot of people with a firearm is probably related to mental health problems.
There are a lot of studies looking at whether その今までマッシューリングした人のうちどれぐらいがダイアグノースできるmental illness を持ってたのか。
Well, people get diagnosed with mental illnesses for doing much, 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 much less than something like shooting up a school.
Oh, yeah, but the thing is, だからそれをやるまでの間に、あの、だから要はこの予測をしようとしてるわけじゃん。Mental illness を持ってる人を対象に。
Well, they're talking about monitoring people who have it, and that sort of if that sort of data collection on a voluntary basis could actually help them learn about what's they can basically do a big data analysis, right?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
learn things about people's mental health.
Yeah, yeah. だから2種類あって、その私もこれって完全にもちろんボランタリーベースの話をしてるんだよね。だから勝手に病気だからって携帯とかを監視されるっていう話は誰もしてない。っていうのがまず一つ。で、yeah. だから私はもしかしてこう何か暴力的なことしちゃうかもしれないとか自殺しちゃうかもしれないからモニターしといてほしいっていう人がそのデータを、まあ、政府に渡すっていう話なんだよね。でそれ自体は 別に悪いことじゃないんじゃないかと私は思っていて、まあ、自殺だけじゃなくて例えば児童虐待とか自分の子供を虐待しちゃうかもしれない、だからそれをモニターしてて誰かにキャッチしてほしいとか誰かに助けてほしいとかっていう仕組みは、まあ、社会としてあっても別にいいんではないかなと思う。ただ一方でこのマッシューリング自体は精神疾患の問題であ、精神疾患の人の問題であって、そのマッシューリングする人がみんな精神疾患を抱えて、もともと抱えている人であるって決めつけるのは、まあ、事実に反しているから、ただのこうイメージというか、
it's kind of a Venn diagram problem, right? So no one's saying that、people who have mental illnesses are the ones that, you know, are going to go out and shoot people. But what they are saying、mm-hmm. is that people who shoot people are far more likely to have a mental illness. It's not that people with mental illnesses are all, you know, like suspects to suddenly go out and shoot someone. I don't think it's as、dumb as it sounds, but there are a few...major concerns that I have and about this. First of all, one of the most common fears that people with mental health problems have is being monitored or being watched or being surveilled, you know? So...
Right. I mean, そのメンタルイルネスの種類によると思うんだよね。だから、
not really. No, it's not. It's not because if you have any sort of mental illness, even if it's not schizophrenia, people want to make these distinctions, but the way that you're treated...by society inherently because you have a mental illness and because there are potential penalties for having a mental illness, you are far more reluctant to be monitored or you have irrational fears of being monitored or tracked. Even by, so for example, recently there was the period tracking app issue where apps which women were using to track their period were...leaking or sharing data without permission to Facebook and to other organizations. And that sort of data is very private and can be used to extrapolate all sorts of other information about you、
yeah.
and your life. Because you're not just putting in when, you know, when your period was. You're putting a bunch of other stuff in there too.
Yeah.
And so people that have mental health issues are far more reluctantto engage in anything like that.
Well,
so that's one major obstacle for this. You know, so there's a very
right.
strong self-selecting component for yeah, recruiting into this sort
so
of
そう、それは絶対あって、そのそもそも自主的にこれに参加する人、そこまで考えられる余地のある人というかさ、そこまで精神的に余裕がまだある人がマッシューリングをじゃあ引き起こす可能性ってどれぐらいあるのかっていう、なんかその時点でフィルターがかかっちゃってるから、例えばその児童虐待とかもそうで、あったらいいかもしれないけど、そこから漏れてる人たちの方が実は危なかったりするわけじゃない、
mm-hmm.
ただでもデータを取るっていう意味ではまあやってもいってもいいのかなって思うけど、この間日本でも
But do you think it should beDo you think that should ever be imposed
no,
on someone?
No.
No, right?
No, never.
So this kind of... I don't think that they're suggesting that. But, you know, you always need to question whether something could be a precedent for something
yeah.
else down the road. So,
yeah, so だから一応もちろんこの草案の中ではこれは自主的に参加したいって言った人のみって今はなってんのね。で例えばそれを実施してみたら、
うん、
なんかすごいいい感じだとするじゃん、あなんかいろんな効果があります、これすごいワークしてるってなった時に、うん、あじゃあみんなモニターしたらいいんじゃないって言い出す人が絶対いるわけじゃん、政府の中にも、
うん、
だからこのドアを開けてしまっていいのかっていう問題もちろんあるよね。
Right, and so there's often the argument against, you know, when there are discussions about privacy, people tend to bring up the argument, well, what do you have to hide? All these people want to hide stuff. Oh, like, you know, if you're not breaking any laws, then like, Betsy, I don't care. You
yeah.
know, you can, I don't have anything to hide, right?
Yeah.
But then you start to be controlled the way it seems to be playing out in China, you know? So this sort of like, what do you have to hide? Is sort of the Chinese government's argument, right? What do you have to hide? You are you a criminal?
Yeah.
Why are you resisting this?
You must have something to hide. あ、こういう使われ方をするんだっていう、その悪いこと何にもしてないのに、それがマイナスの方に自分の知らないところで使われていて、自分の将来なり仕事なり年収なり何なりがネガティブに影響を受けているっていう、全然予測もつかないところで、だからデータを取られるっていうのは危険だねっていうのを、まあ分かね、今までこう自分はいいやって思ってた人も、あ、ちょっとこういう使い方があるのは嫌だなって思ったんじゃないかなって思うけど。
I'm interested in this sort of technology though, and not as implemented by the government in order to, you know, sort of manage people, but it could be useful in providing feedback to the wearer themselves. So often, like if you have a lot of mood changes, or if you get upset about certain things, like if you have a bad temper, for example, there are biometrics that may be relevant in predicting those things. So your brain moves through various phases, modes of feeling, context for how you interpret all the stimuli you receive in the world. And if you were wearing some kind of device that was monitoring those biometrics, and you know, instead of beaming that information straight to the NSA or Zuckerberg, that you could just look at it yourself. You'd get a notification. It's like, and you look down and your watch is like, dude, relax. It's fine. Yeah. Like, you know.
なんかやっぱ今までずっとこう Twitter とか Facebook とかに、まあ例えば死にたいみたいなこととか、そこまでディレクトじゃなくても、何かしらこうその人が起死燃料を持ってるとか、まあ、すごく落ち込んでるとかっていうサインを何回発しても、別にそれが誰かに拾われることなく、そのままその人が亡くなったりとかっていうことはしょっちゅうあるわけじゃない、で、まあ、自殺だけじゃなくても、例えばeating disorder とかね、でそういうサインは落ちてるのに、それを拾う仕組みがないから誰も助からないっていうのを、やっぱりどうにかしなきゃいけないねって言って、そういうテックの会社もずっとどうしようどうしようって模索してるわけだけど、だから、まあ、これについても取材でジョンズ・ホプキンス の先生が答えてて、だからその監視するっていうことの是非と、でもやっぱりその自殺する人とかを減らすためにどうしたらいいか、まあ、マッシューリング減らすためもそうだけど、何か具体的にやってみないと始まらないよねって話をその人はしてて、もしワークしなかったらしないで、また他のことを考えればいい、ただやっぱり何かできることがあるならそれを試してみるべきっていうのはその人は言ってた、ただだから一歩間違えるとそれこそマイノリティリポート状態になっちゃうから、
I mean that's the whole premise here, right? Is, if it's not minority report, then you're not actually preventing anything.
でもなんか2012年にペンタゴンがやった、まあ、いろんなファクターを加味して、その実際マッシューリングを予測できるのかどうか、その人がやるかどうかっていうことをやった結果、まあ難しい、まあ無理ですっていう結果なのね、そのレポートは。で、予測ではなくて防止に力を入れるべきみたいな。だから要は、もし精神疾患が原因なのであれば、その疾患の例えばケアを、例えばそのコリーグの中で気づいてあげるとか、その社会の中で気づいて事前にどうにかするとか、まあ、憎悪を溜め込んでる特定の人種とか、まあ、社会とかに憎悪を溜め込んでる状態なんであれば、それをどうにかするとか、その要所要所で対策するしかないみたいなことを書いてるんだよね。
I mean, are they AI experts or something? Like,
well, no, it was 2012, so
okay, I think we could absolutely predict if we had this kind of minority report system in place. I mean, if you're thinking about something like that, you're going to have very different biometrics than a normal person, very elevated, all sorts of things. So,
でもなんか難しいのは本当に、そういうマイノリティリポートみたいな社会にして、じゃあ、銃乱射も、まあゼロにはならないかもしれないけど、まあ 大幅に減らせますとか、じゃあ殺人とか強盗も大幅に減らせますってなった時に、でももしかしてフォースポジティブが出てるかもしれないよね。でもまあ、
no. so、
死ぬ人減ってるからいいかみたいな。
You just put them in quarantine or something, you know? And they hang out with some yogi who teaches them to stand on their head and chill out for like a week. But the point is to just interrupt.And I think oftentimes when people do horrible things, they do it in the moment, and they oftentimes wish they hadn't, you know? When people get extreme emotional action is not something that people, it's outside the rational operation of most human beings, you know, they're usually in a very strange state of mind. So,
なんていうんだ、その社会としてどこまで完璧を求めるのかっていう話じゃん。だ、例えば、じゃあ、もうすぐあなたの子供が生まれるとか明日結婚式とかの時に急に政府の人がやってきて、あなた銃乱射しそうって AI が言ってるから今から1週間隔離しますって言われるわけじゃん。
Yeah, it's like, thank God, I'm so glad you guys stopped me from...
いやだったらいいけど、いや全然その気ないんだけどみたいな。
You won't know. The thing is, you won't be able to tell whether it was accurate or not if you stopped it, right?
そうなんだけど、そうなんだけど全然 false positive の場合はもう子供生まれるとこなのにとか、明日結婚式なのにとか、仕事の絶対もう今ここミスったら、本当クビになるようなところなのに、隔離されるみたいな。
Get a doctor's note or a minority report note.
そのディストピア社会は果たしていいのか、だからみんな何を理想とするかって違うから難しいけど、それの方がいいじゃんっていう人ももちろんいるだろうし、いや、それはちょっとおかしいっていう人もいるだろうし。
I think it's unnecessary. I don't think society is at all doing what they could do to reduce shootings. I think we talked about it a few weeks ago, but I really think that there isn't an appropriate disincentive for them to do this, because the people that are doing these shootings, they don't care if they die. So, you know, when they get shot, they don't care, because that was part of their plan. So,
right.
There needs to be, basically, if people are either secular or don't have an appropriate disincentive in place that can drive their behavior away from something like that, it should be constructed here on Earth. And what I mean by that is, if you shoot up a school or something, you should probably be tortured for a very long time. And then they would not do it. That's what I would say to them. The idea here is not that people do it and then get tortured forever. That's not the idea. The idea is that they don't do it.
でも日本人の私からすると、普通に銃をこう免許制にして、
It's not feasible.
毎年とか更新しなきゃいけない風にすればいいんじゃないって思っちゃうんだけど。
Well, that's not feasible.
Why
Japan,
is it not?
Well, it's, you can get into like balance of power and geopolitics and national defense and you know, the constitution and the rest of it, but that's like a huge discussion, isn't it?
Yeah, but like...ここまでなってるからさ。
But don't you understand that what you're suggesting will just not happen in the States because a bunch of people in America are not going to agree.
Yeah,
and that's
but like,
just,
yeah, I know that, but like,
that's a big problem.
その、
we have to do something else.
だからその、銃を入手しにくくするとか、免許制にして保持することを、だから別に取り上げるわけじゃないけど、もうちょっと厳しくするっていうことよりも、そのプライバシーを全部金繰り捨てて、
right.
マイノリティリポートにするしかないっていうのがすごくない、
right.
だって。
But what you're suggesting, I really don't think that that would stop the problem of the shootings. You know, in the United States, severe anxiety has increased more than 3 times since 2012.Everything got messed up in 2012. There's a very fascinating study on this. I can't remember where it was published. But anxiety rose from like 13% of college students all the way up to like 35%.
Yeah.
And the same for severe long-term depression as well.
でもそのさ、オープンキャリーとかでスーパーで銃持ってる他の人たちを見ることによって、アンザイティが減るわけって感じじゃん。 むしろ増えない。
Well, we're...
例えばね、この間アメリカから日本に、really、引っ越してきた友達がいるのね。アメリカ人なんだけど、で彼らは小さい子供がいて学校に行ってるから、まあ、日本に来た瞬間から銃のことを心配しなくていいっていうのがいかにこうなんていうの。
So why don't people in Hong Kong do something? Why can't they do something?
They are doing a lot.
They are, right? They are, right? Yeah. But they don't have a proper deterrent to check the government there. And I think that's, it's not about using them.
So you think that if people in Hong Kong had guns...
I don't
they're
think China could. I don't think the Chinese、
right、
government could do what they're doing to people who are armed at the way that Americans are. I don't think so. But what's stopping? So what's stopping?
でも現にさ NSA の問題とかそのスノーデンが言った問題とか例えば healthcare が崩壊してるとか問題起きてるわけじゃん。アメリカってみんな銃持ってるけど。Mm-hmm. NSA に監視されたりとかしてるわけじゃん。
It wasn't done in the open. I mean, that was
done
during Obama's
administration. でも結局外に出たところで別にみんなが銃を持って政府と戦って勝って overthrow するわけじゃないじゃん。
Well,
だから分かるよ。
Are you optimistic about what's going on in China? Are you optimistic about the direction of the government in China?
No, but I'm just asking. Like, でも例えばアメリカがすごいうまくいってるなら分かるよ。みんなが銃を持ってるおかげで政府が暴走せずにもう全部うまくいってみんながハッピーなんだったらあ確かにこれは抑止力として意味があるんだもう政府が暴走して何かをするってことはできないんだ、well, あじゃあみんな銃持った方がいいねって私も納得するけどそういうわけじゃない上に銃乱射で普通の市民とか子供が死んでるわけじゃん
It's not about that、Look.I don't think that everyone should have guns or everyone should be open carrying. I'm not a gun advocate the way you're sort of responding.
But that's why you basically suggest it with Hong Kong.
In the United States, I don't think that you could feasibly do what you're suggesting and restrict firearms from people in the United States. Now, a lot of people think that the United States people have the individual freedoms, the Bill of Rights, et cetera, and a political system where the leader cannot simply...indefinitely extend their term limit. The reason why that's a thing is because there is a strong deterrent against any sort of authoritarian or totalitarian functioning of the government in the form of the people are armed. And that comes from the revolution for independence. And I'm not really interested in getting into a whole, debate about guns. Technology is changing. It's a very complex issue.I don't know for sure what the answer is, but I do feel like I wish that the people inside China had more power as a deterrent against authoritarian government functioning, which is, it's a real issue.
And are you talking about people in mainland China or people in Hong Kong?
People in China, anyone who is subject to the government of China.Which right now is the people in Hong Kong as well. I'm not suggesting that they should all have firearms. I'm just suggesting that they don't have sufficient leverage to prevent authoritarian activity of the government.
Well,
I have a somewhat pessimistic view of what is going to happen.With regards to China, and they just have so much leverage, and they have the surveillance, the control. There's no freedom. You can't. The internet is. It's serious, right? I mean, I'm not. I don't mean to like rag on China, but it. I think people should consider what is it required exactly to prevent something like that from happening.
Well, なんかそのアメリカの歴史もわかるし、もうなんていうの、もう憲法の問題なわけじゃない。だからその
銃。Well, it's balance of power. It's just a belief about authoritarian governments because of what had happened、right. to the colonies in Northern America、
right.
prior to the establishment of the United States.
だからもうその あまりにも根付いてるから日本みたいにじゃあ急にもうみんな銃やめようぜってならないのを分かってるんだけど、こう、no. それにでもやっぱりこの銃乱射があって国内で人がたくさん死んでるっていう現状がある中で、いやでもアメリカは無理なんだよ、
But、
ってこう諦めるのもどうかと思うし、逆にその香港の人が銃さえ持ってればねっていうのもなんか違うと思う。
I don't think I'm saying either of those things. I'm not saying give up on America. We were talking about mental health, and I just explained to you that mental health among university students has deteriorated in a very dramatic way in a very short amount of time, and people are taking selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, which are known to affect your inhibition to action. There is a lot of things going on here that aren't just like guns or not guns. I mean, we're talking about mental health. I don't have a strong opinion on gun control other than I don't think it's realistic to remove all the guns from people in the United States. And
well,
no one is
saying that all the guns should be removed, right? Who's saying that?
Well, a lot of people, well, there's no guns here and there are no guns in a lot of places. And so a lot of people say it'd be really nice if we had no guns. And so we should ban all the guns. I mean,
no one's saying we should ban all the guns. That's not realistic, and everybody knows that. I mean, I wish it was possible.
That's not true either.
I wish
right?
it was possible, you know, because that's nice, right? It's nice to be in Japan where all the guns are. I mean, not all, but it's really rare if you have a gun.
I think we're kind of getting lost in the weeds over this whole gun debate thing, which I think is what happened the last time we talked about guns.
Yeah, because it's really hard to comprehend for someone who doesn't live there, which is the rest of the world, you know, and it sucks to see all the children, you know, getting shot so often. And it's almost like a normal thing, like, oh, there's another mass shooting. Oh, okay. You know, it's America that it happens. And it's so shitty.
No one's. Yeah. I mean, everyone agrees that it's a terrible
thing. And it's really frustrating to have to see it from the outside of the world, outside of America. And I think that a lot of American people would agree with me or at least understand.
Most Americans, I think, support the Second Amendment, and they don't. Most Americans would support increased background checks and greater regulations on guns, including the Trump administration, including everyone. Everyone's moving towards that. They have been. No one disagrees on that. So I think the disagreement is far more subtle than that, because it seems like most people agree that we should have more background checks and there should be tighter regulations.
But why is it taking so much time?
Since when? I mean, this has been going on for a very long time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, taking a long time now? It's always been taking a long time.
Yeah, and that's something I don't get it. And in the meantime, there are so many people in your own country. They're dying. Like, it's crazy to me. Like, these kind of things happen in Japan too, but you have to use a knife, so
there's only so many people. Or you can just light a building on fire. I mean, horrible things happen. I'm not saying, like, I'm not really sure where you're trying to go with all of this. I thought we were talking about mental health.
Well, we were talking about mass shooting.
Right.
This is about mass shooting because that's where it all started.
Okay,
by the request of Ivanka Trump.
I think my idea would very dramatically reduce mass shootings right away. And I haven't heard a better idea that's practical.
Like your idea, which is?
Well, to think about the psychology of the mass shooters, that they don't care if they are killed.
Like torture people, you mean?
Yeah, I mean, that's the only way you can create a real disincentive. People used to have ideological disincentives towards extreme bad action. And a lot of people don't have that anymore.
I mean, I'm curious as to
if you look at the studies about their psychology, I mean,
for sure.
For example, there are a lot of shooters that are seeking fame. They want to be famous.
Yeah.
And they're very successful at being famous.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if you've seen the study recently about this, but shooters who want to be famous, yeah, they are in the New York Times 96% of the time. They're almost 100% successful at becoming extremely famous. So they want to be famous. They do it. And 96% of the time, they're famous.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem like a good incentive. Right.
Right. So they'll get to be famous, but they also get tortured.
Well, I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think that's I don't think the public would ever support that sort of
Yeah, so that's not feasible either then. So I mean,
I don't know. I think the death penalty is pretty ruthless. I mean, you're killing the person. Is it that much worse to torture them or to keep them alive? You can just throw Katy Perry on loop for 30 years. That's fine.
Well, in a lot of the states, they don't do death penalty, right?
Hmm?
In a lot of the states, they don't do death penalty anymore, right? So.
Well, in a lot of states, they do.
But, like, if they're not for death penalty, then I wonder if how much they're going to be okay with torturing people. Or like how many shootings is okay?
We're talking about the person who just shot a bunch of people's children.
Yeah.
It's not okay to torture that person. I'm against torturing that person that just killed
30
children.
Oh, I'm okay with that, as I said before. But
I'm okay with it.
Yeah. I'm actually okay with just killing this person.
Well, if you kill that person will be very satisfied and the next person will do the same thing. That's the problem, right? The next school shooter doesn't see the reason why he shouldn't do it. That's the problem. That's a huge problem.
Well, as I said, the question is like how far ahead these people are thinking, you know? I don't know if they think ahead of consequences like that when they do it.
They do. They're all writing massive manifestos and stuff. Obviously, they are. Yeah.
Well, if all of them are like that. If all of them are writing massive manifesto, maybe, but that's not the case, is it?
Okay, not literally all of them are writing massive manifestos.
Yeah, so... なんかインポースでやってる人もいるとしたら、それに対してはどこまでこう抑止力になるのかは分かんないけど、まあでもやってみてもいいと思うけどね、どっかなんか。
It takes planning to be effective at that thing. You can't do it impulsively and do as much damage as the... As most of them have been doing.
だからこうフェデラルレベルじゃなくてもいいけど、どっかの州でちょっとやってみてほしいよね。それでどれぐらい効果があるか。
うん。
それはいいと思う。
うん、
次、オックスフォード大学が2000人を対象に行った調査で、地球外生命体とのファーストコンタクトについて、実際に行うべきかどうか地球規模で投票することになった場合にどうするか聞いたところ、56.3% がはい。14% がいいえ、11% がどうすればよいかわからない、9.2% が投票しないと答えました。男性は 65% がはいと答えているのに対し、女性は 47% と性別で差があることもわかりました。また、仮に地球外生命体と接触することになった場合、政治家や一般人ではなく、科学者にその役割を担ってほしいと答えている人が一番多くなっていました。
Oxford University conducted a survey of 2,000 people and asked them whether we should make first contact with aliens. 56.3% said yes, 14% said no, 11% said I don't know, and 9.2% said they would not vote. 65% of men said yes compared to only 47% of women. For women. Also, if we were to make contact with aliens, most people responded that they would prefer scientists to manage the communication,Rather than a politician.
そうで、これはもちろんイギリスで聞いてるから、ブレグジットに反対か賛成かも聞いてるんだよね。で、EU に残りたい、つまりブレグジットは反対ですって言った人の方が、エイリアンと話すべきっていう割合が多い。っていう、あんまりまあびっくりしないけど、そこに差があるっていうのもちょっと面白いねっていう話。 でも政治家じゃなくて科学者に話してほしいっていうのは分かる気がしない？まあ、政治家って言っても誰かによるけど、こうなんか変なアジェンダがありそうとかさ、だったらやめてほしいなとかはある
。 Well, I would prefer that it was someone that was elected rather than sort of an arbitrary choice.
でもその時間がなかったらどうする？そんなことしてもう来ちゃったみたいな、もうエリアン来ちゃったから。
So who decides which scientist goes?
ね、or... だからそういうルールが今ないから、全くっていうのを書いてあったし、そりゃそうなんだけど、その
I think there is some procedure or protocol in place.
なんか一応コンセンサスを得てからじゃないとダメっていうぼんやりとしたルールはあるけど、じゃあそのコンセンサスってどうやって得るんですかとか、そのなんか国ごとにじゃあどうするとか、そういう細かいところまでは決まってないから、もし明日エイリアンが来ちゃって話さなきゃいけなくなったら、やばいやばいってみんなが焦る羽目になっちゃう。しかもさ、投票しないっていう答えも 9% いるのも面白いなって思った。
I think they probably just included that for accuracy, right?
What do you mean?
Because some people don't respond maybe to certain questions, or is it what form? Do you know what format this was in?
No, but they specifically said like 9.2% of people said that they would not vote.
Instead of I don't know.
Like 11% of people said that they wouldn't know what to do in this situation. So
is the premise sort of like if there was an actual vote for to see if
yeah. そのコンセンサスをだから人類全体で取るために投票が仮に行われた場合どうしますかっていう質問。
So what would you vote?
I don't know. It depends, right? I mean, it depends on the alien. If they're nice, yes, but...
No, you don't get to know that though, right?
Yeah. だからやっぱり家かな、そうなったら。
You don't want to contact aliens.
Initiate contact って書いてあったから、initiate するべきかどうか。
So like we see them there, we know the aliens are there.
Yeah.
They have a welcome mat.
Well, if they have a welcome mat, then yeah, we should maybe say hi at least, because they seem nice. But
what would you make your decision on, or if there was?
I don't know.
If it was, let's say it's Alpha Centauri or something.
Yeah.
Nearby star system. And we detect some life there. You know, we see a little spaceship or something.
Mm-hmm.
Would you want to contact them or just leave them? Basically, do you like how things are on Earth now? Or do you want things to change very dramatically?
これまさにね、あの The Three Body Problem って三体の本のテーマなんだけど、ちょっとネタバレになっちゃうからこれ以上言わないけど、今本当まさにマイケルが言ったように、現状に満足してるか、なんかギャンブルみたいな感じで、最悪奴隷にされるとか食べられちゃうかもしれないけど、声かけてみようかなみたいな。でも後で超後悔するの嫌じゃない？うわーやめとけばよかったって、こう奴隷になってさ、毎日毎日そのエイリアンの足をさ拭いてあげるとか、まあ、そんな名前ちょろいもんじゃないか、ちょっと今思いつかないけど。え、どう？
For me, it kind of depends on whether basically whether we're screwed without it. So if the world and human civilization can continue to thrive and exist without help for another, you know, million years or whatever, then no need.
Hmm.
But if I think, you know, that the world is about to freak out and launch a bunch of missiles or set off a bunch of EMPs,
right,
or mass disease pandemic or AI apocalypse or, you know, asteroid impact or any of those things are likely to happen, then I would want to make contact with aliens because they might save us. And if they don't save us, then, you know, we weren't going to make it anyways. So nothing lost.
So if they come now, your answer will be no?
Just based on how I'm feeling right now, no. I think it's all right.
Okay.
But it's a fickle thing, you know? Like, I think, yeah, the Earth doesn't seem that stable when you're on it, you know? You could imagine, like, if you watch a time lapse of human civilization,
yeah,
it's like, oh yeah, that's just how it, you know, that's how it grows, you know? It seems like a predictable process.
Hmm.
But being on Earth, it does feel like,
yeah,
something crazy could happen.
しかもその時の気分によってさ、そのディシジョンが左右されるのもちょっと怖いよね。
Yeah. Don't leave it up to me.
Today I'm feeling optimistic.
Right now, in this moment, yeah.
It's okay.
I think we'll be fine without alien help.
Hmm.
But there are times when I'm thinking,
yeah,
I think we might need some alien help right now. Are you guys seeing this?
Yeah, and then we all end up as slaves or food.
Yeah. I think it's a real Pandora's box, you know, the story of,
yeah,
Pandora.
Yeah. 本当に分かんないからね、どうなるか。
Yeah, it's like, hey guys, you want to get crazy? Hit up these aliens? See what happens?
Doesn't sound like a good idea, right?
Well,
I mean, for curiosity and science and everything, you know, it's great if we can talk to them and get to know them.
That's
and
why
stuff,
you don't want to send a scientist. He'd be the worst. He's way too curious.
That's actually true.
The scientist's like, you know what?
Yeah.
I just want to know. I don't give a shit about Earth. I just want to know.
That's possible.
You know what?
Yeah.
Fuck humans.
Yeah, でもありえるよね。普通にありえるよね。
That's why you can't just send some random scientist. Leave it up to him. He'll just be like, fuck humans.
そうだね。しかもやっぱそれを専門にしてる人であればあるほどダメだよね。その理屈だと。
You prefer a politician now.
Or Katy Perry.
I feel like the scientist is going to be biased. Because if you send me, I'm going to be like, you know what? I just want to know the truth. There's just...
Yeah.
Curiosity is very dangerous, right?
Yeah.
And the politicians are going to be the least curious person, right? Like, what? Aliens? Where? You know, just like show up in a suit and try to shake their hand or something.
Right.
I mean, that's my cartoonish vision of this. But I feel like it'd be hard to trust a scientist because he could have some secret research. You know how many evil scientists are in movies where they have some secret project, some little, and they think it's a good thing. But it's not.
Yeah. So
and they create some weird hybrid thing or Scientists already attempted to make first contact with aliens when they sent the Arecibo message into the core of M31. No. M13. Which is a galaxy.
なんかそういうのもさ、コンセンサス何も取らないで勝手に送ってるじゃん。
They got a consensus among their tight-knit group of smart science guys. And then they sent a message out there. And it'll arrive there in 25,000 years. They sent it out in 74? I think.
それもさ、起こりうるコンセクエンスを考えると、大変なことをしでかしてる可能性もあるわけじゃん。
I want to think that, you know, a scientist future couple has a romantic journey in drilling down to the center of the aliens' mystery, right? You know, the scientists are sent in there and they're figuring out the thing. And he's got some genius science idea in his head, and it's like this great story. But you know, because we lean towards that and assuming, like, if the government makes a decision, it's going to be like Godzilla, right? It's like the aliens show up and then tanks roll out, right?
Right.
And they try to shoot it with, like, our weak bullets.
Yeah. And get them pissed off.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, yeah.
Curiosity killed the cat.
Yeah.
You know that expression.
The saying, right? Yeah. So done. I don't know. I mean, like, その galaxy の中ですごい悪いエイリアンがいて、みんなその種からに隠れてこっそり暮らしてるのに、うちらがパンバカパンバカその、ああ、いつか届けみたいな感じでさ、メッセージ送っちゃってたら、超バカだよね。
Yeah, I mean, I think that is the best explanation for, you know, the Fermi paradox.
Yeah.
Is that outer space is actually an ecosystem.
Yeah.
Like a forest. And there are a bunch of animals hiding inside the forest. They're like right there. Yeah. But they're all hiding because they're not stupid.
Yeah.
Because once an ecosystem has been around for long enough, everything is camouflaged. Everything is blending in. Nothing is, you know, leaking information to predators because they'd be dead.
Yeah.
So the older and more evolved an ecosystem is, the more everyone hides from the big,
yeah, the
big cat or whatever.
そこでうちらがさ、look at us! みたいな、やばいじゃん。
Yeah, so it's like a, you know, it's like a squirrel just runs out into the open or something, yeah. Right?
で、みんながさ、あの新しい生き物、あの若いやつら超バカだよ、みたいな。
Yeah, there's some, you know, old grandma alien.
ああ、みたいな。
Like,
やっちゃってるね、みたいなね。Yeah. 次。
A scientific observatory has gone missing from the Baltic Sea floor. On August 21st, researchers in Germany noticed that data transmissions from a research station on the Baltic Sea floor had stopped. 1 week later, divers were sent to investigate. Upon reaching the supposed site of the station, there was only a frayed cable. Searching a 100-meter radius, they found tracks in the sea floor suggesting that the station had been dragged. However, the tracks disappear and there is no station to be found. The research station cost 300,000 euros, weighed 800 kilograms, and had been located 14.5 meters below the ocean surface. Speculative theories online range from scrap metal thieves to giant squid. However, the heft of the station leads experts to believe that it could not have been moved by sea animals or by natural forces. These stations contain sensors which record water temperature and ocean currents, as well as oxygen, methane, and carbon dioxide levels.
バルト海の海底に設置してあった水中観測所が突然姿を消していたことが判明し、話題となっています。先月21日、ドイツの研究チームが観測所からのデータが途絶えていることに気づき、1週間後にダイバーを送って確認したところ、ちぎれたケーブルだけが残されていました。その後100メートル圏内を捜索し、観測所が引きずられた痕跡を発見しましたが、痕跡は途中で消えており、現在も観測所の行方は分かっていません。観測所は30万ユーロ、日本円でおよそ3500万円で、重さ800キログラム、水面下 14.5 メートルの場所に設置されていました。ネットでは金属泥棒説や巨大イカ説など様々な憶測がなされていますが、専門家は800キログラムの重さがあることから、海の生き物や自然の力で動いたとは考えられないとしています。観測所にはセンサーがついており、水温や潮の流れのほか、酸素、メタン、二酸化炭素の値を記録していました。800キロ、どうやって動かすんだろうね。盗むとしても。なんかこう、クレーンみたいな。
I guess maybe you could. I mean, you'd probably. Well, typically, and this is somewhat common in, more common in Asia, but it happens everywhere to some extent. But people will dive down to old shipwrecks and then place explosive charges on that shipwreck. And this could be like a historical ship, you know. And they blow the ship up underwater, and then they collect the pieces, and they sell them. So multiple ships, Dutch warships that sank in the past have disappeared. Several ships have disappeared. Wow. Like the whole ship is gone.
And they... そんなに売れるもんなの?
Well, there's scrap metal. Sometimes there's artifacts, jewelry, personal possessions. Yeah, but that's just so it's... You just blow it open. I mean, you might damage some stuff, but they don't care. It's, that you can't get the stuff otherwise, so...
Right.
So, yeah, so they get raided, they get blown up, people drag the pieces of metal away for to use it for other things.
Maybe someone blew it up.
Why?
Well, because like まあ、それこそコンビニ強盗とかしようとしても監視カメラとかめっちゃついてるけどさ海の中だったら
Yeah, I don't know what sort of efforts there are to try to track down people who might be selling artifacts or pieces of these ships, but I think mostly they can't really be identified, like the metal scraps and stuff, for example. It's just, you know, they just melted somewhere.
Yeah.
So that's one theory that may not be what happened. But this sensor was a crucial part of Eckernforde Bay's oceanography record, which extends back to 1957, making it one of the oldest oceanography records, oldest complete oceanography records in the world.
So if it wasn't stolen, then what could it be?
It could have been dragged away from a fishing boat which had illegally entered that area. So there's a system in place so that if fishing vessels enter that area with a, you know, they drag these huge nets, right? They actually receive a notice on their radio system.
Okay.
Like, hey, you're going in the wrong place. But sometimes the fishing boats ignore those warnings or they just turn it off or whatever. So it's possible a fishing boat caught it in its net. The thing is, they expected to find it somewhere.
Yeah.
Like maybe it got tangled up in something and dragged, but they'd find it somewhere, but it's gone. So that's the weird part. And maybe they'll start putting trackers on these things now or something.
Yeah.
Right?
I guess this was not expected at all.
No.
So no one has stolen this before?
I don't think so. I haven't seen it mentioned that it has happened previously. So I don't think so. But it was insured, which is good.
Oh, at least.
What if it was like insurance fraud? Like they stole their own stole their own ocean sensor or something?
こんなのなくなっちゃうと思わないもんね、でも。
Yeah, it's pretty... They're using these to map changes in the ocean, not just over time, but also during extreme weather events. And there are more of those lately, right? And more extreme, so not having it in place is not good.
次。
Research published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences by Aaron Scherger suggests that the conclusions of the famous Libet finger tapping experiment, which is often cited as neuroscientific evidence in the case against free will, are mistaken. In 1983, researcher Benjamin Libet conducted a famous experiment in which subjects were asked to watch a clock while tapping their finger, and to remember the position of the second hand when they consciously made the decision to tap their finger. A spike in recorded brain activity 500 milliseconds before the finger moved and 350 milliseconds before they believe they made the decision seemed to indicate that humans weren't making decisions. However, according to Sugar and his colleagues, because the experiment contained no external cues as to when participants should tap their fingers, it would coincide with the circumstantial ebb and flow of their brain activity. They recreated the experiment, but using control subjects who would not move, and then applied a neural network classifier to identify the divergence of brain states. The divergence was found at 150 milliseconds before the movement, the same time people reported making the decision to move in Libet's experiment.
米国科学アカデミー企業に掲載されたアーロン・シャーガー氏の研究で、自由意志の存在に疑問を投げかけ、脳神経学でエビデンスとして言及される有名なリベット実験の結果は、解釈が誤っていると指摘されています。リベット実験とは、1983年にベンジャミン・リベット氏が行った実験で、被験者にタイマーを見ながら好きなように指をタップさせ、自分が指を動かそうと思った時の時間を記憶しておいてもらい、その間に脳をモニターしました。すると、指が動く500ミリ秒前に脳の活動が見られ、それは被験者が指を動かそうと意識した350ミリ秒前に起きていたことから、人間は自由意志を持って意思決定をしているわけではないのではと解釈されていました。しかし、シャーガー氏のチームは、被験者が指を動かすタイミングについて外部から指示されていないため、指を動かすタイミングは脳活動の流れと一致しているだけであると指摘しています。チームは実験を再現し、コントロール群の被験者には動かないでいてもらい、ニューラルネットワークを使って脳活動のダイバージェンスを特定しました。すると、動く150ミリ秒前にダイバージェンスが起きており、これはリベット実験で被験者が意思決定したタイミングと同じでした。
Yep.
ん、どういうこと？
Which part, Don?
The last part. そのこうだから解釈が誤ってるようなこうの説明の部分がちょっとよく分かってない。
Well, the concept is that decision-making in your brain occurs when a certain group of neurons reaches a readiness potential or an action potential. If you don't have external stimuli, then when you're sitting there just sort of like randomly, so-called randomly, right? Tapping your finger at some time, you are inherently prone to moving your finger when that threshold of that neural network is close to being reached. Right? So you're going to see that spike in brain activity before you do it, because that's the easiest time for you to do it. And it doesn't matter when you do it, because there's no external bearing for you to make that choice. So you're sitting there, and then your brain has a spike in activity in that area, and so you do it. And so he's saying that he believes, based on the analysis with the AI, that it was just an error in reading the data that was caused by the arbitrary nature of the experiment or the task. So the task is so arbitrary that the thing that's making you decide when to do it is actually brain activity.
Right. そっかそっか。だそれを。
It's possible that Sugar is incorrect. And I think he's probably right. But it's definitely possible that he's not, because, you know, what's happening inside the AI, who knows. But they did find that it was the exact same 150 milliseconds that people said that, you know, that's when I made the decision. They analyze it, and it's like, yeah, that's when people are making the decision. And there was no weird delay thing like that at all. So.
Nanda.
And the Libet experiment is cited all the time on the subject of free will. I mean, it's in pop culture, it's in TV shows. You know, that concept is repeated all throughout our media and by various
proponents.
Yeah, it's like, no, there's an experiment where your brain actually made the decision before you did.
Yeah.
And so you don't make decisions, you just, I don't know, rubber stamp them or watch them go by or something.
なんかこうそういうふうに説明されちゃうとそのミステリーがなくなっちゃうなくなっちゃうっていうか
Well, it's more mysterious now, isn't it? Because now Yeah, because now we have to explain the decision making thing again with and how it relates to our consciousness. The Libet was saying that your consciousness is passive observation of a separate
Right.
decision-making system.
Mm.
But that may not be the case. You know, we could actually be in control of our lives and the world, which is terrifying. Right? Like, you could actually really fuck up. And there's no limit to how bad you could, you know, if you're making decisions, you know, it's just how creative can you be with how bad your decisions are?
Yeah, I often think about it, like how bad how bad my life could become.
Yeah.
And due to my poor decisions.
How quickly it could become bad.
Yeah, like, because so far it's been pretty, I mean, I'm mainly talking about finance, like financially speaking. But.
That's kind of. I mean, there are much worse things you could do than have a financial problem. Financial problems, like, bare minimum for fucking up your life. No? That's like one of the... Usually something else really bad happens and it causes a financial crisis in addition. Right? Financial...
I guess?
That's how I... That's based on, I don't know, my life experience and... people I see is everything is going great. It's not the person's fault. Something really bad happens. Right. And then as a secondary effect, you have serious financial problems.
Right.
But it's not even the main problem. It's very serious.
Yeah.
But it's not even the main problem.
Yeah, that sucks. Now I'm scared. But yeah. But yeah, I mean, I think about it like how, because it's like a game. I mean, is there a cap on my life? Like both happiness and like, is it possible that I'm suddenly going to win the American lottery and become a billionaire? Like, is that,
that's where you fucked up. That's
like, is that possible? Or is it possible that I'm going to be in major, major debt and I'm going to be living on the street and that kind of stuff? Like I kind of think of like, なんて言うんだろうね。だから本当にシミュレーションテオリーとかそのフェイトじゃないけどさてかもう何 determined、
mm-hmm.
like I often look at it that way もう決まってるっていうかさ
How would you feel if you were in a position where you had already fucked up your life like you felt like you already fucked it up
well then it's what do you mean
because a lot of peoplegood people, regular people,
yeah.
are in situations where they feel like they have a major regret, where they already sort of bungled their life in some way.
Yeah.
And so they're kind of, it's like this never-ending path back to normalcy or... You know, everyone's normal is kind of different.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, we just...
I mean, that's all I wanted when I was very sick.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to be normal.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I thought every single day. But...
It's not enough anymore.
なんか、全部もう determined されてる感じに思うときない? Because, I mean, because it is in the end. Like, if you look back, then it is, right? It was determined. Like, when I look at myself when I was going through fertility treatment, for example, I know now that I will get pregnant and give birth. So it was going to happen. Like, do you know what I mean? I don't know how to put it in words, but in that sense,
is that
sense,
the same
I
thing
always...
as determined, though? So you don't feel like things are...
I always feel
once
that way.
Once something happens, it was always going to happen.
It's yeah, kind of... like, I always feel like it
nothing
was more
came been,
out to that, like...
Nothing could have been prevented.
Well, not nothing, but like...
But if everything is just
the
going
whole
to
thing,
happen...
The whole thing was like... Inclusively determined.
By who?
The universe. Like, we have a concept
well,
of time
that
got... Well,
the point of the study is that... that it's not that determined. Or it may not
yeah,
be.
Yeah, this study, yes,
yeah.
but...
Yeah, so you feel like it's determined, but you only feel like that in retrospect. I mean, the past is determined, right? You can't change it.
Yeah, so I feel like it's the same for the future as well.
That the future is determined? But wouldn't yeah. that, doesn't that mangle your thinking? Like, why do you need to do anything then? Why don't you just lie down?
Because me doing things anyway is also determined. Like, don't you ever feel this way?
Like you're playing chicken with reality. You know what? I'm just going to not do anything that's determined. Just for once.
But it's like, もう決まってる。
I think that's just a great way to relax. It's like an anti-anxiety strategy or something.
Even if bad things happen, like it's more, it's there. It's laid out there and I can't really avoid it.
Mm-hmm.
Not in a negative, like pessimistic way, but it's just mm-hmm. a matter in effect way. No?
Maybe. I don't feel like that. If something happens and I feel like I could have done something to prevent it, I could think about that for a while. I could think about that for a while. Yeah.
結構後悔したりするじゃん。Ah, like I should have done this とか。I should have said that to call.
Only when I think it's meaningful to do so.
Because I was talking to someone and I was a bit surprised because she said that some nights she'll just keep thinking about like, その日のこと? I shouldn't have said that to her. I should have done this and that. とか. Like she'll go through all of that thing before going to bed.
Hasn't that happened to you? In the past? You no. haven't done that? Like no. ruminating on some like...
一人反省会みたいなこと?
Well,
I don't
it doesn't
do
have to
that,
be a full-on
so.
反省会.
But basically, that's it. And I was a bit surprised. Like,
I think that's quite common for people
to...
Because
that sounds stressful.
I don't think it's a... I mean, is she doing it on purpose? No, right?
I don't think so.
Yeah,
I mean, at least she made it sound like she just can't help it, but...
Yeah, sort of a neurotic ruminating, where it's like, if it's associated with embarrassment, it can be quite persistent. So if you feel embarrassed, you could just be lying there at night and just be...
Reliving
everything's
that
fine, and then you're just like, oh.
Do you do that?
I don't really do that. I try not to. I know it's a thing I could do.
Yeah.
Like I could do that.
Yeah.
Like I have it for a split second sometimes. You don't have it for like a split second? Or like someone's like, I don't know, someone says something. I don't know, when someone's leaving, sometimes you'll say like, oh, you too, or something, when it doesn't make sense. Or like a...
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Kind like of
like
a... a shitty handshake
right,
or something.
Right, right. Yeah.
It's just like, oh, why did I say something really dumb? You know?
Yeah.
That's more of a, I would get that if I was, that's how I would know if I liked a girl.
Oh, so っか.
If I say something dumb or embarrassing and I don't care, I'm not embarrassed. It's like, oh, I must not like this girl at all.
それが指標ってことか。そっか。
Because if you are...
まあ、self-conscious なってるってことだもんね。
Yeah.
そっか。
It's like a way to... I don't know if that's a good way, a healthy way to tell.
My anxiety is always about the future, never about the past. それをなんかその人の話を聞いて自分で気づいた。あ、そういえばと思って。
But I think about the... When people are anxious about the past, they're often anxious that they'll do it again.
Right. Maybe I'm not learning from my past at all because of this.
Maybe.
Well, that's why we talk about guns over and over again. We just keep saying the same shit to each other. I don't know. But
maybe.
But then I won't lose a sleep over it, at least.
Yeah, I hope not.
And then end up making the same mistake. Mojokoshi no tekisto wa.
There's one more story, right?
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry.
数学。
Oh, yeah, そうだ。
スキップされた。
Sorry.
次。According to a paper published in PNAS, is that how you say that? I always... This is where...
Proceedings
not
of the National Academy of Science.
Yeah. By researchers at the Ohio State University, being better at math correlates to better financial and health outcomes unless you lack confidence in your math ability. The researchers conducted two studies in which participants took a math test and completed a survey measuring their confidence in working with numbers. The first study investigated the self-reported incomes of 4,572 Americans and found that among people who had a perfect score of 100% in math ability, having the highest confidence in math ability versus the lowest confidence was associated with a $94,000 difference in annual income. The second study involved 91 patients with lupus, and it was found that patients who were bad at math but had high confidence were 6 times more likely to have bad disease activity than those who had high confidence but were good at math. Between the two studies, about 19% of participants had good math ability but low confidence, and another 12% had low math ability with high confidence. These researchers suggest that the mismatch of confidence to math ability increases the likelihood of suboptimal outcomes.
米国科学アカデミー企業に掲載されたオハイオ州立大学の研究で、数学が得意なことと金銭的および健康的に良好な状態であることには相関関係が見られ、ただしそれは自分の数学の能力に自信がある場合のみであることが分かりました。2回の調査の中で被験者に数学テストを受けさせ、数学への自信度などをアンケートで確認しました。最初の調査では4572人の被験者のうち、テストで100点を取った人の中で数学に自信がある人とない人を比較すると、年収の差が94,000ドル、日本円でおよそ1000万円あることが分かりました。次に全身性エリテマトーデスの患者91人を対象に同様の調査を行い、数学テストの点数が悪く強い自信がある人は点数が良く強い自信がある人に比べ疾病活動性が6倍になっていました。2つの調査のうち、数学の能力が高いのに自信がない人が 19%、 数学の能力が低いのに自信がある人が 12% いました。こうした能力と自信度のミスマッチが最適とは言えない結果の可能性を増幅させているとチームは述べています。
Yep.
面白いね。
Yeah, so the $94,000 figure is between people who have a perfect score on the math test. But people who are both, between people who are both or all getting perfect scores, There can be a big difference in the confidence, and they found a strong correlation between the confidence and that difference in income. Basically, how effective they are with their math. So they found that people who, there are a lot of people who have great math ability, but low math confidence. And the confidence seems to make a humongous difference, more than the math ability itself.
まあこれ数学だけじゃなくても当てはまるのかな。だから要は自分の能力の高さ、まあ能力が高い低いっていうのももちろんそうだし、それ自体がファクターになるし、それを正確に客観的に判断できているかっていうことだよね。だから全然できてないのに俺めっちゃできるとか思っちゃってる場合はそれはそれで困ることあるだろうし、逆は逆でなんか給与交渉するときとかに響きそうだもんね。実はすごいできるのに、いや私なんて全然そんなみたいなさ、できないんですとか言ってたら。
But if you think that you're できない人、that manifests itself in the outcomes. So part of what you need to be an effective person is to have the confidence to use your math ability. And if you have just a bunch of confidence and you're garbage at math, then that actually produces worse outcomes than being garbage at math and knowing that you're garbage at math. Because at least that way, you can get help or ask someone else to do the math or something.
そうだね。
So people who have diseases like lupus or other sort of long-term need to be managed, autoimmune disorders, things like that, it's extremely complicated for them to manage their disease, and everything is sort of a probabilistic, not a black and white thing. It's always a risk analysis. And then whether some symptom or something else means something, whether it has significance, is also a mathematical and statistical problem. And the only person that has the true data is the person who's sick. You know, so if the person who's sick is bad at math, but has high confidence in their own judgment, their health outcome is actually much worse. So I don't know. If you learn math and get better at math, it could serve as some form of health insurance in the future. Because you don't want to have to like have someone else make these decisions, you know, statistical or mathematical risky decisions for you.
Right.
Without any idea of whether they're good at math or not.
Yeah.
What if they're not? Or they just don't have as much information?
Mm.
In any case, you'd be less helpful to yourself.
そうだね。
Yeah.
Yeah, this is interesting. しかも1000万円の差って結構すごい。
Yeah, well, the difference in health outcomes is probably bigger than the monetary difference.
ね、6倍ってすごいよね。
Yeah.
数学ね、私全然できない。私はだから点数が悪いし自信もないタイプの人だわ。
That's not the worst combination, though.
そうだね、少なくともね。ね、これで私が数学自信満々だったら一番やばいってことでしょ。
But you could be better than you think you are too. All we know from your statement is that you have low confidence.
Right. Yeah.
We haven't done a math test, so.You could be better than you think you are. But well, part of the point of the study is that people are not good objective evaluators of their own abilities.
Yeah. まあ基準が違うしね、それぞれ。
Yeah.
こうどこを見て言ってるか。
Like which math?
Yeah.
Like trigonometry or something? Then count me out.
なんかこう、誰と比べてるかとかにもよるしね。どこで育ったとかどういう学校行ったとかさ。
Where would you put yourself math wise?
え、もう本当に I don't like it, so.
But you're like, what's your confidence level?
え、全然ないよ。もう計算とかも嫌いだし。
But you do like basic like arithmetic stuff in your head, right? You don't count your fingers. Do you count your fingers?
No.
No?
No, but... でもなるべくなら計算とかに頭を使いたくないからすぐ電卓とか出すタイプ。暗算とか、だから計算に脳の処理能力を使うのがすごい嫌なの。なんかわかんないけど。
Why?
なんかすごい抵抗があるんだよね。だから苦手意識が多分幼い頃に根付きすぎちゃって、もう自分は計算とか数学できない人、好きじゃないみたいな。
For me, math is either really easy or really hard.
Mm.
And I don't see the middle math. I don't see where that math is.
Okay.
The math is like, oh yeah, I get this. Or I look at him like, whoa, I have no idea, you know, what Sakurai-san is talking about in this email
right.
or something. Where it's just like, what is that?
Yeah.
You know? Or it's like, oh yeah, that's just... You know, it's just algebra or arithmetic. If it's in that zone, I'm okay.
It's just really mendokusai to me. Like things that I was forced to do when I was a child. And I'm not trying to go back there. っていう感じで。だからもったいないよね。
How do you make kids like math then? Since that seems to be important for their...
That will be my husband's job. Because he's good at math.
Well, that's
thank
good.
God. Yes.
It's not just confidence, right?
I hope not.
You're going to have to initiate a...
I hope
have
not.
Have a math test.
But I actually see him doing math a lot
really?
In daily lives, you know? Like
with like a pencil or just
no,
thinking?
Like, 頭で,
It's probably your fault. You're not doing any math.
それはそうだね。私がやんないから。
I guess there's probably like a math person in like most, you know, efficient like relationships.
I guess. Kind of a, I use them as a calculator sometimes or Google.
To get better at math, I think what the best thing to do is try to do something in your head.
Yeah.
If you can't do it in your head, try to do it on a piece of paper.
Yeah.
If you can't do it on a piece of paper, then you can get your calculator out. But I don't ever go straight to the calculator.
Ah, so, 'cause I, 偉いね。
Well, I have confidence in my math, but it's fragile. So if I don't do any math for like a few months, I'm like, oh my God, I don't know anything. You know, if I make one mistake with like arithmetic, I'll have like a massive...
Mental breakdown.
Not a mental breakdown, but close.
Hmm.
And I'll have a massive, you know, sort of introspective...
Self-questioning.
Yeah, because it's... It's just adding stuff together.
Yeah.
Right?
I guess... Well, if it's just adding, then...
You're fine?
I'm kind of okay.
Yeah. What's like 6 plus 7?
Stop! Stop! しかも6 plus 7ちょっと舐めすぎじゃない? Well, 一応日本人だからクックもさできるし。Yeah. That actually helps, right?
Oh, yeah. Well...Japanese kids, when they're young, are way better at other kids at math.
そうだね。
And then over time, it switches back.
Hmm.
Because the Japan's education system is really good for the mental math, the fast pace math.
めっちゃやらされるからね。
Because I came from an American public school, and then I went to a Japanese public school.
Hmm.
And math sheets came out.And I was getting smoked. I was getting smoked.
Because like the
whole point is to be fast.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had no idea that mattered.
Oh, right.
From where I came from.
Right,
like, what? We have to be fast?
Yeah. What for what?
For what?
Yeah.
But being fast makes... Because more complex processes are just a bunch of the little process over and over, right? So if those aren't fast, you can't...
まあね、時間かかっちゃうもんね、全部が。
Yeah.To do the whole thing. So.
Yeah. I wish I did soroban when I was a child.
Yeah.
That looks really convenient. Especially for someone like me. But
I never did that.
すごいもんね、暗算できるもんね、みんな。
It sounds cool.
soroban やってた人って。
The sound.
カチカチカチカって。
Yeah.
そういう問題。いや、あれはあれがなくても頭でできるっていうのがすごいんだよね。
Oh, that you can just...
Visualize it.
Yeah.
そうそう。その仕組みがすごい。Well,
PGC isn't there a new iPhone and stuff?
Oh yeah, so 新しい iPhone ね。
I didn't watch the developer conference.
私写真だけ見て、あのみんなが文句言ってる、気持ち悪いってみんなが言ってる、カメラが3つついてるやつ。Yeah. Why are there three cameras? その接写とかができるってこと？
It's just focal length.
Hmm.
So they're, I believe they're fixed. They have to be fixed. They're fixed lens cameras.
Hmm.
So before they were digitally zooming or digitally cropping it, right?
Hmm.
But now I think the three cameras all have a different focal length. So one of them will have sort of a telephoto-ish function.
What does that mean?
That means that the focal distance, it's a much narrower lens.
Hmm.
So it crops more and it's more zoomed in looking.
Oh, right, right.
It's less bright.
Hmm. Okay.
So they can have a lens that does really well in low light by having a faster lens with a lower f-stop.
Hmm.
Either they were going to put the big lens on there, which like literally zooms and stuff, or they were going to put multiple lenses on there. But also there are a lot of software things that they can do with multiple lenses.
Because
if you activate multiple lenses at once, you have a lot more data and they can use that for image processing, for potentially 3D video, augmented reality applications, as well as like, what would you call it? Like literal depth perception. I mean, it's almost like binocular vision. So you have data from out here and here. And so now a computer can tell exactly how far away stuff is.
Right.
So.
It's iPhone 11, right? It's called.
11?
Yeah.
Hmm.
あの、カメラが3つあって、それがこう、3つって見えなければそんなに多分気持ち悪くないのかな。なんか、
Why is it?
パンパンパンって。
It just looks like the, what is that thing? What's these guys in Mononoke Hime? What are they called?
ちょっと忘れた。
Their head.
Yeah. そのまねしてもみんな見えないから。
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it'd help me remember. But they, you know, their head kind of has like the three dots.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's like their eyes and their mouth, but.
Yeah. I guess.Are you going to get one?
I still have the SE, this old one, I think. I don't know. Is there something really great about it?
I don't know. 何もね、見てないの、私まだ。でも、プロがあるんだよね、だから。iPhone 11 Pro みたいな。So it's kind of like MacBook Pro みたいな。And it's way bigger, right? そのプロは。
The iPhone is?
なんか結構でかそうだった。
But it doesn't have any of the fancy new features, right?
そうなの?
Is it, いや、なんか知らないでしょ。 Is it like wireless charge and all that stuff? I feel like I'm falling behind on Apple stuff since I'm still using this old phone.
Yeah, your phone's tiny, tiny, tiny phone.
It looks weird.
でもそれすごいいいよね。いい電話だよね。
Yeah.
I like mine though.でもね、親指が変になりそうになるよ。
Why?
なんか親指の筋が伸びちゃうっていうか、手がちっちゃいからのに無理やりこうやって伸ばしてるから、なんかこれ超何長年使ってたら本当に。
So you're doing this weird like reach over そうそうそう like this move?
そう。だから上は下げれるじゃん。でも横はずらせないから、私みたいに手がちっちゃい人はもう指の腱が伸びちゃう。それどうしたらいいのか。だから本当は両手で使えってことなんだろうけど、両手が空いてる時ってあんまないから子供いるし。
You use the flick thing, right, for the keyboard?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the whole point of like the best thing about the Japanese language is that you can type with one hand.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
You can't do that with English. It's impossible. So you can type with one hand, but now your phone.It's so big that you have to type with two hands again.
そうだね。
You can't type with one hand?
あ、でもね、あのフォンはでかいけど、英語、あのキーボードは寄せれる、okay. like this、うん、こっちに寄ってるじゃん。
あ、
それは選べるの、右か左どっちに寄せるとか。
わあ。
そう、だから左利きでもできるよって、これ全然新しい情報じゃない。
I'm like, I'm like, wow, they actually tested their product. Oh my god.
だから片手で打てるよ、英語でも。
We're releasing our app update soon for because they're releasing iOS 13, and our current app will not work with iOS 13. So.
そうだね。だからベータ版でもアップデートしてしまった人は。バリガニスアプリがワークしてない人が一部いるんだよね。それは申し訳ないけど。
Well, I mean, they're on the beta, so.
まあしょうがないけど、申し訳ないね。
Yeah, but we're fixing that. And
yeah.
We have a very cool update plan, so.
Yay. Alright, so, 文字起こしのテキストは iPhone, Mac, Android, iPad の公式アプリからゲットできますので試してみてください。月額240円で全部のテキスト読み放題激安プランやっています。 bilingualnews.jp でストアもあります。イケてるグッズ盛りだくさんなので要チェック、
yep.
Facebook、Instagram、Twitter もやってるのでフォローお願いします。
お願いします。
終わり。バイ。
以上です。バイ。